Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Welcome to Share Talk. Today we've got Brandon Gill, who's product manager for Alight Mining Solutions Incorporated. Welcome, Brandon.
Thank you. It's good to be here. Good to be talking with you this morning.
So I believe you're going to be speaking at the upcoming Mines and Technology Show in Toronto, which is at Delta Hotel between 2nd and 4th of October. So I'm just going to briefly ask you a bit about your own personal history before we get into what Alight actually do. So you're obviously a product manager. So what does that entail?
Yeah, absolutely. So as a product manager for Alight Mining Solutions, my main responsibility is making sure that the product we're delivering to the market really fits the needs of our customers and also helping our engineering team on the development side of that. So at Alight, we have an in-house engineering team that does development for products for both of our current verticals. We're a vertically industrialized company. So it's mostly interfacing with clients to make sure that we're meeting their needs and also staying a bridge to what's new and exciting in mining and in the industry so that we can keep up to date with our product and make sure that we're serving all the needs of customers and partners.
Do you want to just give me a very brief overview of what it is that Alight actually do?
Absolutely. So at Alight, we're a software company, and what we provide is software solutions that allow mining companies to see the financial results of physical changes to their business. So we interface with other softwares such as general ledger systems like SAP and Oracle to pull in historical, financial, and operational information. And also operational systems like mine planning systems to bring in forecasted operational data. From there, we allow customers to run scenarios on their operational data and see how changes in their operational data is going to impact their financial metrics, such as their forecasted NPV, free cash flows, and other financial metrics and operational metrics that they want to see. Additionally, we allow for very robust dashboarding so that executives to low-level engineers can get a look at the metrics they really care about in their operation, their business, so they can run scenarios and do business planning based around all that.
Is that like a bespoke product, or is it more off the shelf?
It's an off the shelf product. So it's something that we configure to each of our customers. So there's a little bit of configuration work, but off the shelf, what you're getting is something that allows you to see how these changes ripple through your value chain of mining to see how a change in operational information impacts your financials.
According to your experience then, how do you see the current state of uptake in digital tech in the mining industry?
You know, I think it's a positive thing, and something that, being a tech company, we're seeing a lot more companies want to adopt technology. And it's companies that don't want to adopt the same technology they've been kind of pitched the last 20, 30 years. They're looking for new innovations. They're looking for different industries to influence that technology. We actually have a fun anecdote here. Back in last November, we had a group with the Global Mining Standards Group, sorry about that, out in San Francisco, and they brought some executives from top mining companies to tour companies like Amazon and Facebook and Google and see how they do things a little bit differently. So obviously those are tech companies that have a different mindset than mining companies. And talking with some of the people that came out from these mining companies, they were amazed at some of the innovative ways that these companies were working. And a lot of the technology is coming out that's not traditional mining technology, but seeing how it could be applied to mining applications. So I think the uptake in digital technology is definitely something that we're going to continue to see. And I think it's something that's really going to push our industry forward as we start to come out of this commodity low that we've been in for a while.
Yeah, I mean, so how are you overcoming the challenge of integration there? I mean, do you have any partners that you sort of come together with to try and avoid that problem?
Yeah, we personally don't work with too many formal partners, but we do have many people in the industry that have helped us along the way a lot. We recently received some funding from Caterpillar, and Caterpillar is doing a lot of exciting things in the world of technology. I think a lot of people look at Caterpillar as more of an equipment provider, but they actually have several different softwares and technologies that they use day to day with their customers that we are starting to integrate with as well. As we move forward as an industry and really beyond the industry, Technology integration is going to be more and more pertinent, talking about things like IoT, automation of equipment, what we do, trying to link operationals to financials. The more that we can integrate with other technologies, the better impact we're going to have on the industry. So we approach this challenge of integrating with other technologies by just simply being open. You know, our technology is agnostic to any other sources that may feed it. So we take those feeds of integration from other systems like the GL and the mine planning, just so that we can provide the best solution for our customers by keeping all of that data in one place and not being, you know, kind of closed off in a corner trying to stay away from other data.
Yes. I mean, when you're pitching to these sort of chief operating officers and project managers and CEOs and what have you, how big is the issue of mindset with these people, and how do you think you can go about altering it?
Yeah, you know, I think our business and other technology businesses, mining has typically been an industry that has been a little reluctant to change in the past. But I think especially now that we're coming out of this commodity bust cycle and we're seeing these commodity prices start to rise, the mindsets of everyone in the industry, not just executives, but really of everyone, are starting to be altered themselves, realizing that we can't make the same mistakes that we did leading up to the bust in 2011. And you know, how we get around this mindset change is just looking at the business, not just as a mining business, but as a data-driven business, as a technology business, you know, as a global business. And everything, everyone is starting to realize that mining is not something that can continue to be kind of a siloed industry that not a lot of people know about. We have to start getting out into the public. We have to start talking about why mining is important, and we have to start working together. We're seeing that from some of the big OEMs. They're starting to have collaborative programs, and we want to do the same thing. So as far as getting around the mindset and altering the mindset, I think it's something that we don't really even have to do. The industry is starting to have an altered mindset of wanting to adopt new technology, and that's something we're definitely seeing in our company, you know, over the last 2 years for sure.
I mean, obviously mindset can be one challenge. Cost can obviously be another, but I guess that's partly why you're in business, try and drive efficiencies and hopefully reduce cost for these kinds of businesses. I mean, what do you see as the biggest challenge in selling these kind of services to the mining sector?
Yeah, I think with what we do, one of the challenges we have is that we're in a fairly new area of mining. I call it kind of a greenfield technology area where there's not a lot of other tech companies that are doing what we're doing. So with that in itself, there's some challenges as far as just being different. I think the other challenge that there is there's a lot of talk these days around data and how going to a cloud-hosted system like Alight is going to change how data is protected, what's the security around data, who owns the data. So one challenge we have is just making sure that everyone understands that our security is top-notch. Within our company, we're hosted on Amazon Web Services, which is top-notch security throughout the cloud. And I think as we move toward more digital technologies in mining, that's going to be a topic that's going to continue to come up, is as some of these technologies start to move more toward cloud hosting, or this data lives off of internal servers, who owns the data? How's the data protected? Especially because these are big publicly traded companies. But again, I think it's something that is that mentality is going to have to shift a little bit in order to move forward. You know, major financial institutions don't always store their data on internal servers anymore. And as we continue to grow, I think that challenge is going to mitigate itself just as we push forward as an industry and have these new innovations.
Yeah, I mean, I was talking to Greg Harmon-Dayan the other day about the work he's been doing with Anglo American and their kind of sort of inverted commas, the modern mine sort of concept. And he was talking a lot about cloud computing, but also the introduction of AI and augmented reality in the future. I mean, how do you see the long term for digital tech with sort of what you may even call the digital mine progressing? How do you see that moving forward in the future?
I think it's something that all the major mining companies are definitely moving for, and a lot of the OEMs are too. And you know, the biggest driver of that obviously is safety. How can we make the mine more safe? How can we make operations safer? How can we take people away from the face? So I think as we continue to progress, what you're going to start to see is a big push for the things you were just talking about: AI, automation. How can we mine more efficiently? As we start to go underground more with some of these mines, to get to reach new ore bodies, digital technology is going to allow us to do that, and it's going to allow us to do that very quickly. But I think in order for us to continue to progress in that way, it goes back to the previous question you asked, and that's the challenges around the digital services and just being more open to accepting outside help. Accepting help from non-traditional technology vendors is going to be critical. Partnering with other industries is going to be critical to see how they're advancing digital technology. I mean, a lot of the things that we want to do in mining with, the kind of what I'll call the roadmap of digital technology is being done in the world. As an industry, we're just going to have to be willing to adopt that roadmap as well and move with other industries through that roadmap. So I think it's going to be a progress that we're going to see happen fairly quickly. There's some major companies that are talking about fully autonomous mines. There's major companies talking about using machine learning to do better predictive analytics on their risk, both from a safety perspective and from a financial perspective. And these are companies that we've talked to as well, who really see this as kind of the next forefront in progressing our industry, especially as we come out of this commodity bust, especially as these commodity prices start to rise and new mines are open. This is going to be the thing that's really going to drive our industry for the next 15, 20 years, no doubt.
Okay, Brandon. So it's yourself and the Alight team are going to be at the Mines and Technology Show 2nd to 4th of October. Why should a delegate come and speak to you guys?
Yeah, I think, we'd love to have everybody come by and speak to us, because the solutions that we're providing are continuing to help mining customers really, really understand how operations and financials play against each other, and how scenario planning in their forecasting can open up new opportunities within their business. I'll actually be giving a talk and giving some of my 5 rules of financial forecasting and scenario planning, where we'll be kind of walking through the things that I've learned and the things that we've learned as a company that some companies do really well, some companies are maybe a little less mature on that scale, and how we're helping companies grow in an area that we're getting a lot of interest in, and that's that scenario planning and financial forecasting relating to operations.
Okay, Brandon. Well, it's been really interesting talking to you today. That was Brandon Gill, Product Manager for Alight Mining Solutions Incorporated, straight from San Francisco. Thank you, Brandon.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.